listening to the Overdrive Podcast, Hour 3. It's Mailin' In Friday, brought to you by 1 in 100.
Who wants to have some fun? Right now, there are 600 Titleists that I got from the driving range in the trunk of my car.
Can we get on with it?
My name is George. I'm unemployed and I live with my parents.
These reports you handed in, it's almost as if you have no business training at all.
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050. The Leafs live here.
Final hour, Mailin' In Friday, brought to you by 1in100.net. Win killer seats to any Toronto game for less than the cost of a pitcher of beer. Just go to 1in100.net. Brian Hayes, Jamie Noodles McLennan, Darren Detition in studio. We're out of here at 6:30 for the pregame. The Leafs-Flyers game starting at 7 p.m. tonight down at Scotiabank. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050 and watch it on TSN 4. We'll get to future headlines here in a moment. We're tracking this Tyreek Hill story because it's really developing over the
disturbing
past half an hour where, this guy is an all-pro level wideout. And I guess you could say this year was a breakout year for him.
100%.
In large part because of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. But he's been a guy who's been a really quality player anyway.
Okay receiver this year.
Gone.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Off the charts. So he has been alleged, and there is an investigation ongoing, of battery, and I believe it's of a minor. It sounds as if, people are trying to connect the dots here in terms of these just being allegations, but it may have involved his son and his pregnant fiance. So,
and you know what? Innocent until proven guilty. But he was also proven guilty when he was at Oklahoma State of domestic assault for an incident in which he was accused of punching and choking his girlfriend. So, take that for what it's worth. He's already been convicted of that.
He's got a history. And I don't know how the Chiefs are going to react. I don't know how the NFL is going to react. I guess we have to find out to see where this investigation takes us. But if Kareem Hunt told us anything and the way the Chiefs handled that, albeit they said it was because they felt he lied to them, where they approached Kareem Hunt about this incident happening last year, and he apparently was not truthful with them in terms of all the details. Then the video came out, and the Chiefs felt all of a sudden we have to cut him, which they did.
Right.
Then the Browns pick him up, and today, speak of the devil, Kareem Hunt
suspended eight games. In the Kareem Hunt situation, too, though, there was a couple of other altercations that he was involved in. It was not his first incident. There was one at a bar in Kansas City or one, I believe, in Miami, which he was with his friends or whatever the case may be. But, yeah, the league, it's a horrible situation.
Well, it sounds like with the Kareem Hunt stuff, because the announcement of the eight-game suspension was announced in conjunction with the announcement from him and his people that he's not going to appeal it.
You can't.
Well, you can.
But how do you?
Well,
there's the video. You've already been,
I hear you, but
you
guys
can't go down that road.
We'd have to look that up. Like, Ray Rice is out of the league anyway. But I think, did Ray Rice appeal the original two-game suspension? Look that up, Al, and find out if Rice did.
That was a soft.
Well, that was before the video came out.
And then he absolutely knocked her correctly right out.
But I wouldn't be surprised.
Knocked her out and then was, and rightfully so, never played again.
I wouldn't be surprised if he appealed the original two-game. Even knowing that he got away with murder in a lot of ways because he knew what had actually happened and they didn't find out. But what I'm saying here about the Kareem Hunt stuff is it feels as if the league is a bit gun-shy about all of these appeal processes. Like Brady took it all the way to the court system.
Right, and still didn't win.
But it wasn't a good sign for the NFL. It wasn't a good look that the judges were involved and it continued. What I'm pointing out here is I get the impression like the league is saying, okay, we could give you 16 games.
Give them 16 then.
But we'll give you 8 if you agree not to appeal it and just let it go.
Then
that's what I think is happening.
I hear you. Remember how much heat Goodell, because Goodell for the longest time was the golden boy, right? The National Football League, a league unto itself. All it does is generate revenue.
Right.
And then the Ray Rice situation came to light. And the league had known about that videotape too. And that's when Goodell really started to take on some water because it was a disgusting misrepresentation of justice in that particular situation for Ray Rice. And only when the video came out did they decide to come down a little bit harsher on him. So, you know what? To your point, though, Brian, give him 16 games. Give him the entire season. You know, give him two seasons. If it's really bad with his three-year-old son and his girlfriend. And if this is proven to be the case, see ya. You don't play again.
Well, the league is the one that would have to make that call, and right. the Players Association would have to be involved, I would guess, too, in terms of the collective bargaining and all that. But with Kareem Hunt, obviously the Browns didn't think it was that bad. They thought, okay, we'll swoop in and we'll take him. And you knew he was going to get signed because right. he's such a stud. Tyreek Hill is a great example.
And it's the
Ray
same.
Rice was done
right.
for the most part in terms of he was an explosive running back. He had a 3 or 4 year period where he was a legit like top five
good.
Back in the
Dude,
league.
I liked him. I liked him at Rutgers. But it's the same general manager. Remember, it was the GM in Kansas City.
John Dorsey.
Right. That is now in Cleveland that has transformed that franchise. But he's the one that brought in Hunt in KC. And so because of the familiarity between the two.
Yeah,
and I'm assuming so. I'd have
there.
To take a quick look. But he also brought in Tyreek Hill. And yeah, I don't know. I'm going to wait on this one. I don't want to get too.
That's the thing. I think you. You always try and collect as much facts before you jump
100%.
On, but I mean, it doesn't sound good.
No.
And the Ray Rice one, that's something that changed really a lot of the landscape of how people look at things. And that's, you know, as a former player, I know that there's things in the NHL that don't make it to the public.
Mm-hmm.
But then now with social media, with transparency, and really with the way that things are looked upon from the outside, people have to protect themselves. And if you're now involved in a cover-up, you're just as guilty as well, because now people will challenge you morally and say, hey, you knew about this, and you didn't do anything about it.
Well, and even furthermore, if you don't seek out the information, you're going to get crushed.
Right.
Like, I don't think Goodell truly knew. I never believed that Goodell actually knew exactly what happened with Ray Rice. Although
didn't the league have the videotape?
No,
the
see
league,
that's the
league. I thought
they
the
didn't
league
have
at
the,
that
no,
time
this
had
is what happened.
Seen it. It had already been processed to them.
What my understanding is that it was sent, or someone suggested that it was sent to the league office, but somehow it never got in the hands of Goodell. Now you could choose to believe that or not. You
right.
know, that's make up your
don't
own mind on that.
It.
But that was always the stance from the NFL, is that Goodell never technically saw it. Now, my understanding also is that Ray Rice was always pretty honest. Like, he didn't show the video. He didn't have the video. It was the resort in Atlantic City that had it.
100%.
But by all accounts, Rice was like, no, I'm telling you, this is what I did, and this is what happened.
Right.
And they still only gave him 2 games. But, you know, in terms of Goodell, it wasn't like it was necessarily a cover-up.
Right.
Remember, he got crushed.
I think it was.
He got crushed because the belief was they didn't go and even try to get the tape.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he could have. It's the NFL. They're the most powerful entity.
The player at his word instead
right.
of.
He just said,
but
okay,
you know how it works,
we'll leave
Noodles,
it there.
With Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, National Football League. Dude, they have their own investigative departments.
They got power and money.
And who is. Exactly. And who's more powerful in all of sports than the National Football League?
The NFL.
Yeah, but. They didn't learn their lesson because, by all accounts, again, I keep saying that, but with the Kareem Hunt video,
thing,
they
yeah.
didn't go out and find it. Like, the cops didn't charge him either. The cops didn't really look into it either.
No.
They showed up, they took a couple of answers, and they
100%.
Said, okay, we're going to leave on this.
I think not defending the situation, it sounds like there was a lot more going on there, because didn't he allege that there was some
racism.
Stuff. There was a
I'm
lot
sure
of
there
a lot of movies.
Is, Noodles.
Well, that's why you know, unless you're actually there. I mean, the video is that the Ray Rice video doesn't lie. That is horrifying,
definitive,
and it's definitive.
Yeah.
Now, the Hunt one, but that doesn't lie either. Like, the girl, you know, he takes a swat at her. I think with his left foot. Like,
yeah.
he kicks at her. Like, that's not, you know, tampered with, and that's not acceptable whatsoever.
Not at all.
But I think there's more to these stories, and you got to dig in. But going back to the NFL, they have nothing but resources.
Yeah.
You can get a former FBI agent involved.
Of course,
like,
you can.
I know these leagues, when they're doing due diligence. I know that website. Sometimes I go on it just to look through. The NFL has that. I think it's called the NFL arrests website or whatever, just to see like how many players have gotten into trouble. It's crazy to see, like it's and stuff that we don't hear about. It's, you know, a practice squad guy got clipped with a DUI in 2015. Like, there is an actual website.
Yeah, I didn't even know that existed.
Puts
I've never
that out.
Seen
and
that.
It's horrifying, but it's because in the States, like, you can look up a lot of this stuff from the courts.
Well, you can find, it's all public knowledge.
Yeah, it's public knowledge.
You know, if it's in the hands of the courts, then you can do that. I mean, you do have to remember, the NFL, not making excuses for them, but they've got the biggest roster size of any other league as well.
53 men.
Yeah, 53 with a practice squad.
Right,
there's more chances for stuff to take place.
Per team, you're right.
Anyway, we'll see what happens over the weekend with Tyreek Hill and the investigation, and more and more details are going to come out on this. Now everyone in the NFL circles will be all over that story. But the Leafs are in action tonight with Philly in town. They're at Ottawa tomorrow night. You were calling that game last night. That Eric Brandstrom kid made his debut.
He's a player.
He looks good.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good skater. Like, that's the one thing that jumps out at you is, actually, there's two. He's an elite skater right away, you can tell, and he's very poised with the puck. Like, I would like to see this guy 150 games into his career.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was snapping. He tried his first pass. He tried a 90-foot outlet. Like, I'm like, this guy is you know, I know the comparisons are to Erik Karlsson, but this guy has a lot of ability. And even if you look at Ottawa, I know it's not good, but if you take a look at the future, especially
they
even
got some,
like,
good players.
Like that, if they have Shabbat and this Brandstrom, like, that's two pieces really good to build on. You know, they got a house money with this Verano kid that wanted to sign in Ottawa. He's a good player. Like, you can tell he's got a lot of skill.
They got to get past the draft. You know, like, that's the one thing that keeps dragging you back into the dark side with the whole rebuild.
You're right, but is there anybody in this draft that's better than Brady Tkachuk?
Well, I don't know. I mean, haven't seen them.
Jack Hughes
is being touted as better. I don't know if he'd like Brady Tkachuk.
You know what it would be? What would be crazy to see? Who would be better, Hughes or Brandstrom?
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really. They got Brunstrom.
But you could add both.
Yeah.
That's the point. Yeah, you really
could. You traded Mark Stone. You didn't trade
really,
do Shane.
You really could
him.
Have had both.
No, I understand that. But
we'll see.
I think Ottawa's far
Kachuk
off
kid,
from actually a couple years from now. If you they've got some players, like some young players, like good young players. But it's who you shape the team around and all of that. Like, they're a ways away. But just watching the kid one night. You look good.
I asked you about him because I did a hit with Button afterwards, and obviously Craig is our director of scouting, and so he's been big on this guy for a long time. And you're right. I didn't want to make the comparison to Erik Karlsson, but he reminded me on one specific play. He was on the left side, and he had a guy barreling down on him. I don't know which member of the Blues it was, and his lateral movement, like, he can really skate. And he just went to the side. Guy zips by him. Next thing you know, he throws an absolute heater pass to Verano, sends him in all alone, gives him a good chance to score. Yeah. He didn't score in the particular play. But, yeah, he's smaller in stature, but, you know, his mobility, he looks really good.
You know, like, Pierre Dorion came out, and he wasn't shy with his words. He's like, this is the best piece we've acquired. This is essentially the centerpiece of everything we're doing here is this Erik Brandstrom kid.
Yeah.
And
you can tell he's good.
He's touted. There's a reason why he's so touted. He's such a young kid, and he put up big numbers in the American Hockey League, and that's not easy to do.
Yeah.
But they're light years away from competing.
Yeah.
Light years away from competing.
I think
competing.
They're a couple years away.
I like Brady.
I don't trust their owner. I just don't trust their owner. I don't think it matters how many kids you have. At some point, you've got to supplement them, and I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Leafs, Flyers tonight, then the Leafs are in Ottawa tomorrow night. Freddie's going tonight.
Yeah.
Are you waiting for a response? Do you even need a response out of him? I mean, he's had such a great year, but the past two games have obviously not been good. He's been pulled.
Like I say, I looked at those 8 goals. I'd hang one on him. Like, there were 4 tips against Tampa that were just, I mean, egregious tips. One, you know, one's going 12 feet wide, hits Matthews. Other one's going 2.5 feet wide to his left, ends up on this blocker side. Like, the Tampa one I throw out the window. I didn't like the second goal against Chicago. It was a clear shot, 40 feet away, went underneath his glove. That was a bad goal. People didn't like the first goal against a drop between his legs. Like, Nylander, it hits his stick. I don't know why Nylander's just, get out of the way, get your stick out of the way, and I mean, it slides through. But, yeah, I'd like a response from Freddie. I'd like a response from that whole team, defensively.
Dude, how about some help for Freddie?
Well, I get that. But the goaltender, he has to be sharp. I'm kind of shocked. I thought that they would start Sparks tonight and go with Freddie tomorrow. Just give him one game to watch, get the team in order, and then go against Ottawa on a Saturday night.
He's had a couple periods.
Yeah.
So, well, I think that seems to be the debate, is whether or not they should just get to him and say, hey, you're up, you know, don't worry about it. Because Babcock was talking about it today, about how that's why you go over to Denmark in the summer and you talk about the maturation process of being a starter. He's a big boy and all that kind of stuff.
The lip service, but
I think they're fearful that if they lose tonight, then you're in big trouble.
Starts going downhill.
Yeah, I think that's why they're playing Freddie tonight. Like, they got to win. They got to win a game.
They lose tonight.
Well, listen, they're going to have. I said this last game. I thought they were going to rinse Chicago.
So
I actually thought they were going to come with this massive response. Chicago was loaded for bear. Like, you could tell, Chicago had won three in a row, and they were excited to play. And then they got some favorable plays, a couple favorable bounces, and some really poor defensive coverage. The fourth goal that sent Freddie to the bench, all five players were puck focused in the corner. That left Saad wide open in front. Yeah. Like, I don't even know how that play transpired that quick, but they were lost in coverage. And that systematic play, that's attention to detail that they were out to lunch on. But I'm expecting, like I said last game, I was wrong, but I'm expecting a response
tonight.
Well,
and Philly is just ripe for the picking, right? Like, I think their fate has been sealed. They're not getting back into this playoff race. They got smoked at home last night, so they're coming off a game in which they played.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
but they're, you know, it's,
they got some talent.
Be careful.
They
That's
got some talent.
Like,
well, it's not us that has to be careful, but I hear what you're saying.
That the Leafs have to be careful. These are trap games.
I know,
where,
but come on.
But there's no excuse for a trap game.
I was just going to say, like, come. Like,
you're right. If the Leafs won on Wednesday night and they were, you know, they've won 8 of 10, I'd be like, watch out for, you know, because the Flyers might do to them what the Devils did to Edmonton a couple of nights ago.
Trap game, yeah.
But if the Leafs put themselves in a position where it's a trap game, because who are you looking past?
Nobody.
Who are you looking to? Ottawa tomorrow night?
No,
you're not concerned about Ottawa tomorrow night.
And I'm not saying that. I wasn't saying that about, like, I was, like, the trap game and stuff. The Leafs can't afford to look past anybody. Well, they got the playoffs that are right around the corner. We're less than a month in.
Right.
They have got to get their game together. If they want to be an elite team and they want to advance in the postseason, then they really need to play better defensively.
Right.
They really do. And you know what? They should be smashing. They should smash Philly tonight. I thought they were going to win on Wednesday. I thought they should smash Chicago. Maybe 7-4. Chicago's going to get their points. But I thought, you know what? It'll be a high-scoring game and they'll light them up.
I get that it could be. I just don't think Philly's going to roll over.
Philly's not
going to
roll over.
Go,
but I think this is a game where Toronto goes on the ice and goes, we're going to roll you over. We are going to roll you over.
That's what I expect tonight, which I expected on Wednesday.
I did too.
I expected them
expect
to rinse
jam,
Chicago.
Man.
But like, Philly got, I mean, Washington's flying again. Like, that's and Washington dummied him last night.
Well, and that's a lot of what we were talking about yesterday, that you look at a lot of these big teams. Washington, Pittsburgh, Tampa, now Boston, the last three games they've lost, but prior to that they had been really amping up and they're dealing with a lot of injury problems.
Yeah.
San Jose, Vegas, these teams are starting to really pick it up.
You can feel the postseason.
It's coming.
I love it.
And the Leafs just simply have not punched their ticket, and they have not shown any interest in improving the way that they play.
Yeah.
You know, and tonight is an example where we'll see. We'll see what they have. We'll see what kind of response they have. But there's no excuse for losing this game.
None. Chance.
If you really want to catch Boston. If you lose, it doesn't mean your season's over.
100%.
Like, it's not going to change. They're still going to end up in the playoffs, and they're playing Boston in the first round.
Right.
But if you want that home ice, and if you want to feel good about yourself in 3 weeks, it starts tonight.
Absolutely. Yep. It is tangible. I watched the games last night. Maybe that was my own excitement, too, because there was 10 games, and I love this time of year. Because now we've got games of consequence. They really, and you can see the big boys are starting to ramp it up.
Yeah.
They're really, like, look at Pittsburgh. All of a sudden, Pittsburgh's kicking a run at maybe winning the division.
They're not far off.
I know.
Like,
and it's Crosby.
Now, Washington isn't, you know, Washington's coming alive, too. So I don't think Washington's going to relinquish that spot. But there's a good chance that Pittsburgh passes the Islanders.
All these good teams that have been in the postseason before and know how difficult it is. Now it's at a different level
right now. Jockeying for position here. That's why there's still 10 plus games. So that's 20 some points on the table. So teams are trying to grab it, and you're right, the big boys are stepping up. So tonight, that's going to be on 34 and 91 and 16 and whoever else you want to throw in there.
Future headlines brought to you by 1in100.net. Win killer seats to any Toronto game for less than the cost of a pitcher of beer. Just go to 1in100.net. More likely future headline. The Pittsburgh Penguins catch the Washington Capitals in the standings, or the Toronto Maple Leafs catch the Boston Bruins in the standings. Mm. More likely future headline. Both teams 4 points back.
Do we answer that now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I like the Leafs.
You think Leafs have 100%. A better chance than Pittsburgh catching Washington?
I do, because I just think that because of the injuries that Ray had mentioned with the Bruins right now, I think that Toronto's got a better opportunity to catch up with the Boston Bruins. Like you said, all they have to do is put their foot down. They get 4 points this weekend.
Yep.
And we
You're
got,
right there.
And let's
You're
sprint
right there.
To the finish, baby.
They still have the tiebreak as well.
100%.
They got two more wins in ROW.
Yeah, I haven't seen the their schedule side by side, but I'll go with the home team. I'll go with Toronto.
Yeah, I got to be honest. Like Pittsburgh, they are coming alive, but Washington, they're just
not losing
as hot.
Either.
Yeah,
that's
are.
The thing. I don't think Washington's going to slow down.
Uncle Phil's been just point a game, man.
Yeah, he's like chopping it up, man. He's getting ready for another Conn Smythe pursuit. Yeah.
And he was dog tired. They showed him on the bench, and he didn't lift his head once. He had his hands over on the bench. Head down, and on the goal, he just stood on the back door and hammered it in. Crosby put it on the tee, so I don't know how he was so tired. But
maybe he was on the ice
funny.
For 2 minutes.
Well,
maybe it was
leading
a two
up
minute
to it, it may have been an extended
Crosby
shift.
Crosby made
but
a couple
it.
Of passes last night.
Yeah,
that were
impressive.
Just he's
yeah
such,
he's making that
dude,
Hart
he's
Trophy
92 points again.
Yeah. Now yeah. Kucherov's up to
no,
what 113?
Yeah,
I think
Kucherov's.
It is.
Yeah, he's gross.
But,
different level.
You know, Kucherov's got the ability. Not that Sid's playing with a bunch of plugs. He's got Phil and Malkin and. You know, McCann's played really well on Crosby's line, and
yeah,
but
some...
Kucherov's got the cream of the crop. I mean, Islanders or the Lightning, it's a totally different world. Time now for our best bets brought to you by Proline. Ooh. I'm on Columbus at home against Carolina. That's a big game tonight. Massive game.
Tracking that one, too. Yeah.
I'm on Vegas in Dallas. Ben Bishop, obviously, he wouldn't have been playing anyway, but he's definitely not playing now.
Yeah.
He's out.
Dallas is on fire.
Yeah, but I like Vegas, man. Vegas, I know they had a bit of a blip recently, but they are.
Dallas, did you say there?
They're a good team.
Dallas has been on fire.
And I will take Calgary home plus over New York tonight. Throw down 20. You can score 85. You can. Find my picks on Twitter at TSN 1050 Radio and get way into the game with Proline. Proline, get way into the game. Don't forget, Will Arnett will be joining Joe Bowen and Jimmy Ralph during the second period of our Leaf broadcast tonight right here on TSN 1050. Will Arnett.
Do you think Taddy will do a yes guy, no guy?
I hope so.
Yes guy.
Yeah, you think
so? I would suggest a yes guy.
For sure.
I don't know if he'll be sticking around in between the intermissions. He might. You got to tune in to find out. But Will Arnett coming up with the boys during the second period. It's going to be awesome. He'll have a little play-by-play, maybe some color analysis, and it's going to be fun. The pregame's coming up next. Great seeing you, Dutch, as always.
Oh, my pleasure. Have
Thank
a good
you,
weekend,
buddy.
Boys.
Yep. We'll catch you Monday at 4 p.m.
We'll chat then.